As you point out, the Rambam treats as well, when it comes to a bracha and when it comes to matzah, there's like a new type in the mitzvah of Avera, and that applies even after the kingdom was come. So what you want to point out, the Rav pointed out the following chiddush. I want you to get this. What does the pasuk tell me? What does this pasuk tell me of Boaz? Boatseya birech nietz Hashem. One who steals bread and says a bracha is despicable. So let's get this down. The way the Rav explained it, according to the Ri, that's proof of the chiddush, that regarding brachas were machmir. Meaning, even according to the Ri, rolls what? That once the king in the style, we say what? What's the king in the style? What do we say? Yeah, we say what's the king in the style? You don't say mitzvah, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to brachas, though, there is a problem. Yesh lahachmir by brachas. That's proof of the drasha of Boseya Biret Nietz Hashem. That's proof of the drasha. So the Kiddush of the drasha is telling me, according to the Ri, that even though if you've made a Kinyan, and the Kinyan is Chal, there's still a problem of what Mitzvah Baba there, even though generally there's not. That's proof of the Kiddush of the bracha. Whereas, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who learns out that mitzvah baba vera applies even after your kona what? Even after your kona b'yeush, right? Even after your kona b'yeush, and you are not yotze the mitzvah, so what on earth is the chiddush of the pasuk of boetzeya birech nietz Hashem? According to Rabbeinu Tam, mitzvah baba vera continues after yeush's kona. So mitzvah baba vera continues after what? Yeush is kona. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk of Boseya Birech Nietz Hashem? Okay? That was the kasha that the Rav asked on Rabbeinu Tam. So Rav said a stunning chiddush, and I want you to get this. What the Rav said is that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's this cheek and there should be no bracha, not fulfilling a mitzvah, right? So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a chiddush here. Because I would have a havamina that you would say a bracha and the chalois hafroshes truma. Even though you might not get a mitzvah yotzi, because the mitzvah baba vera, but maybe it's chal to say that what? That the east is what? No longer, now it's been separated chal from it. So I would have a havamina that what? That the bracha would be chal, not maybe what else the mitzvah, but maybe the bracha should be chal on the fact that what? There was a frusha, there was a chalos, there was a heterisa. And therefore, even though you're not yotzi the mitzvah, but a heterisa nonetheless there was. And I would think that you can say a bracha even out of what? Even on a matter, like what? Like shechita, like netilas yadayim, like erev chatzeres, like going to mikveh. That's what I would think. Kamash malan yesh v'hachmir. Kamash malan, we don't say a bracha. So let's get that. What the Rav said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is mitzvah baba vera after you've made the kinyan. So what's the chiddush of boseya birech nietz Hashem? It's pashut. The chiddush is like this. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, I would think that what? I would think that there is a what? I would think that there is a what? Even though mitzvah blah 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 tells me that yotze the mitzvah Josh, but I would still think what? There's a chalos heter isa now. Now there's a chalos heter isa. And I would think on that you could say a bracha. Where do we find that a bracha works on a matzah chayim? Shkif in the tivus edayim. Tvila eruv v'chatzeris. So I would entertain a havamina that what? That the bracha would be chal. Kamash Malan, you don't say such a bracha. Okay? That's how the Rav wanted to say pshat, legabe the bracha yesh lahachmer. So I want you to get that. Those are the two ways you can plug in the drasha of both say a birat nietz Hashem, both will feed the Ri, both will feed the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Ri, it's a double portion. According to the Ri, it's a double portion that in a chanam, even though there's no mitzvah baba vera, we're machmer by brachas. Right? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you got to ask yourself, there's mitzvah baba vera anyways. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? Because I would think, even though you say mitzvah baba vera, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, but maybe there's chalois heter isa. And on that, you could say a bracha. We find brachas on matters. Kamash Milan, but say a birch nietz Hashem says you don't say a bracha on that as well. So please get that. That's how the Rav, Sir Shekhar wanted to say in his notes on the Rav Shirim, lefi what? Lefi how you plug in this bracha. This drasha. Okay. Fine. Very good. Now we're up to the six lines from the bottom that tells you a lot we have to see. Go ahead. Eitan. You read so nicely yesterday. We want to go through the whole Tosis, and then we have to go back and what? Go through the riots outside, back and forth. Let's go, Eitan. Okay, the hashtag. Let's go. Okay, we got it now. Six lines from the bottom of the oven. Go ahead. What is the Reish saying this line? What was the Reish kasha and Rabbeinu Tam? He had two kashas, but what was the first? What was the Abaye's kasha and Samach Vavav and Beis on Rabba? From Karbonov Logoto. Rabba says Yerush is Conan. The Brisa said Karbonov Logoto implied that Yerush himself is what? Is not Conan. Right? That was what the Brisa said in Samach Vavav and Beis. What's the kasha? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the din? You say Yerush could use Kona. Maybe it's bad because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. What was Abaye's kasha and Rabba, right? Rabbeinu Tam's sheet that fits in beautifully. Right? That was Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. That was the Reish kasha and Rabbeinu Tam. What was Abaye's kasha and Rabba? Oh, that demonstrates Yerush Bechdi is low Kona. How does that demonstrate Yerush Bechdi is low Kona? Maybe Yerush Bechdi is Kona, but there's a problem with Mitzvah Baba Avera. So you got to, every time in a Toysmus, in a Machlekes, in Rishonim, you got to plug in according to the Reish Pshat. Why is it not a kasha on himself? So how does he read the Gemara? Beautifully. What does the Gemara say? According to the Reish, what's the Reish Shita? Yerush Bechdi is what? Is never Kona. So therefore, if Yerush Bechdi is never Kona, so therefore, what's the kasha? If Yerush Bechdi is never Kona, what's the kasha? Now the kasha is a great kasha. Because if Yerush Bechdi is Kona, why is it Puzzle? It's not considered to be what? Mitzvah above Avera. According to what? According to the Reish, once you make a Kenyan, you never say what? Mitzvah above Avera. So it must be that what? That Yerush alone is not Kona. So how does it work here? Through Yehush and Shinu Shus, Yehush and Shinu Hashem, and therefore it's possible because of what? Why is it possible according to the Reed? Because at the same time, no, because of what? At the same time you're Conan, it is Mitzvah Haba Baveira. It is Mitzvah Haba Baveira. And therefore the presentation is that Yehush Bechdi is what? Yehush Bechdi is Lo Conan. That's the presentation of the Gemara's Kasher. The Yehush Bechdi is what? Is not Koinen. Because according to the Re, what do we say yesterday? Is Haktosha part of the Korban? Is Haktosha part of the Korban, David? Yes. According to the Re. According to the Re, Haktosha is part of the Korban. So according to the Re, at the same time it's not Koinen, we say the principle of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Because according to the Re, once you're Koinen, you don't say Mitzvah Baba Avera anymore. So at the same time you're Kona, you say Mitzvah Baba Avera. Yehush and Shinu Rishus. And therefore it says Karbon of Logozol. Therefore the Gemara's Kasha is a great Kasha. You see that Yehush alone is not Kona. Yehush alone is not Kona. Yehush and Shinu Rishus is what? What makes the kingdom? That's at the same time as Mitzvah Baba Avera. That makes it Mitzvah Baba Avera. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos is saying. That makes it Mitzvah Baba Avera. Because you're Kona them together. Go ahead now. Now what does he have to do now? Now what does the Re do? Now he's got to answer the two riots of Rabbeinu Tam. What were the two riots of Rabbeinu Tam? The first one was what? Perek and Nizok and the fifth Perek again. Go ahead. In other words, there was an addendum in that brisa. If it was not for the addendum in the brisa, we could not ask the kasha. It's actually from the Mishnah itself. Then a brisa really should say Mishnah. Why? Because even though Yehush is not Kona, why is it Chal? Because of Yehush and Shinu Hashem, correct? So it could not ask directly on the brisa. What did we say yesterday from Tulsa? Should be Chai of what? Why is Chai of Dal and Dehei? Must be the what? You're punter from Dal Dehei because why the heck is Shishchal? Why is the heck Shishchal? Because Yehush and Shinu Hashem. Go ahead. On the contrary, from the Mishnah itself, it's really the Mishnah, it's a proof to Ula. Go ahead. So what does he say? On the contrary, it's a raya from the Brisa to Ula. Why? Because if Yehush Kedi would be Kona, then even if you didn't do Hekdish, what was the case in the Mishnah in Bava Kama? You stole it, and then you did Hekdish. But if you consider Yesh Bechlivi Kona, even without Hekish, you shouldn't be Chayav Dalvei. You're Kona, so you're shechting your own animal. Go ahead. Can it park my name of command? Rabbi Yochanan Leish Lakish. Dumb or what? Yesh Kona. Yesh Kona. Rabbi Yochanan has to Leish Lakish. According to you, the Yesh is Kona. Why does it say he has to be Makdashit? Yesh alone should make it yours. And you shouldn't be Chayav Dalvei. Even without Hekish. So that's the Chiddush that he wants to say. Go ahead, but I don't rabba. So what's he saying? In Adarabba, the Gemara what? It's a wonder why what? Why we didn't ask on the Amora Rav Yehuda that says what? Yehush Bichdi is what? Is Kona, right? Why didn't the Gemara ask on that? From Yehush Bichdi Kona, right? It should have asked on that. You see from the Mishnah, the Yehush alone is not Kona, right? It could have asked like that. So wonder why it didn't ask. Go ahead, the Lake of the Shnuye. And you wouldn't be able to give an answer that what? That who is Makdashit? The owners. And according to Reish Lakish, you don't need Bershuso. According to Reb Yochanan, you need Shalom Bershuso. According to Reish Lakish and Samach Etzemez, you don't need Bershuso. You can be Makdashit even though it's not in your Reshus. Go ahead. You couldn't give that answer, Din Kain. Then the Gemara, when it's sending Gittin, why would you be Chayav Karis? How is Chayav Karis? Go ahead. Right, you should be Chayav Karis. Go ahead, Kavin. Then the Gemara never asked that Kasha what? The Gemara never asked that Kasha, why would you be Chayav Karis? So please get this. It's a little bit back and forth, but it's not difficult. Tosfos says the following. The Re says, I can reject the proof of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's get in our minds now. What was the proof of Rabbeinu Tam? What was Rabbeinu Tam's proof from this Gemara in this offer? Okay? What was Rabbeinu Tam's proof? It says, Karis Ma'avidite, implying that what? Yehush alone is Kona, but there's a separate problem in Mitzvah Bavaver that only applies for the Karbonos, but not for Hekdesh, correct? How do you slug up this Raya? How do you slug up this Raya? How do you slug up the Raya? Outside, how do you slug up the Raya? Not because Yehush alone is Kona, because Yehush and what? Shinu Hashem together! Because Yehush and Shinu Hashem together, not because of Yehush alone. It's because you had Yehush and Shinu Rishus. That's the reason why. And he proves that, and he says, but the truth of the matter is, he makes an offshoot to that. And he says it's a tema. He says it's a tema. Why did the Gemara ask, now that I've said such a good shot, that you have Yehush and Shinu Rishus, why did the Gemara ask on the Amora Rav Yehuda, who holds Yehush alone is Kona? You see from this, you need both. Right? And don't give me that the Gemara could have said the following answer that what? What would have been the answer? What would have been the answer? You did Hekdesh what? Hekdesh, the bilingual ones that did the Hekdesh, not the Ghana. You can't give that answer. Why can't you give that answer? Because then the Gemara never would have said what? Why is Chayav Karis? Because obviously it could be Chayav Karis because the original bilingual could be Makdashit even when it's not in the Rishus. So be Madabshach. So the Re saves now, deflects the Raya of Rabbeinu Tam to the degree he destroys it. He asks the Kasha. Why does Gemara ask on the Amora of Yehuda? Could have asked the Kasha on the Amora of Yehuda. That's what the Rabbeinu, that's what the Re is saying right here. Such a strong Kasha.
Isn't that a problem?
Well, go ahead.
Isn't that a problem? You really shouldn't ask
it. Look, it's a little bit strange though what I was going to say.
The Gemara didn't ask this question.
No, no, but I thought what you could say is that, you know, okay, this Kefirla, who says, whenever there's a Machlis, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokas, who do you hold like? Rabbi Yochanan. So Tois is saying, oh, and you couldn't give the answer because you could hold like Rabbi Shlokas. Okay, we don't hold like Rabbi Shlokas. That's what I would have said. You follow me? But Tois nonetheless says that. He says, such a good slug up that he now says, I have a kasher, why didn't the Gemara ask in review to the Amora? And the Gemara couldn't give an answer because you always have an out like Rabbi Shlokas. We don't hold like Rabbi Shlokas. I guess what you could say is that what? When you want to ask a kasha on an Amora, it's got to be an ironclad kasha, meaning there can be no other answers. I could give an answer and say that you know what, review the whole Zikr Shlokish. Okay? So you couldn't give an answer, Lamaisa. You couldn't give that answer like Rish Lokish because then the Gemara's kasha by a Karis Ma'avidite would make no sense. Go ahead. Ulatimek. What does that mean, Havi Matsu Lame Ulatimek? What does Havi Matsu Lame Ulatimek mean? This is very important. What does the word Ulatimek mean? Comes up quite a bit in shots and by the Rishon. What does Ulatimek mean? In a Hanani, the Gemara could ask the Kasha. The Gemara could ask the Kasha, but the Gemara asked the what? The Gemara asked a better Kasha. The Gemara asked a better Kasha. That means Ulatimek. You could have asked the Kasha, but what?
But the Gemara wasn't. The Gemara had another kasha. That's what Lutanich means. The Gemara could have asked this kasha. That's what Lutanich means. Please get that in your mind. That's what Lutanich means. You could have always asked that kasha, but the Gemara wasn't interested in saying it at that time. Okay? Could have asked the kasha as well. Okay? In other words, your parak out of Ula Karas Mayavidite, you could have also asked and reviewed as well. Why you putter from Arba the Hay? Because of Iktisho, even without it, Shalom Tovech or Shalom Malker. You could have asked it straight up. But the Nechanami the Gemara would suffice one to ask only on Ula. It could have asked on Rabbi Yehuda as well, the Amor. Excellent, go ahead. Eitan? Ah, please get that down. Rabbi Yehuda the Amor also holds Yehush as Lokani. Go ahead. Excellent. And what's the pshat in Rav Yehuda? So why does he say you're always mechaperis? Because he doesn't hold to the topic of mitzvah babaveir. He does not hold to the topic of mitzvah babaveir. Doesn't hold to the topic of mitzvah babaveir. And go ahead, one more line. On that, below Garcinin. And you've got to block out that line in Gittin, blot it out, that says what? That who holds review to Yesh Kedi Kani? He doesn't hold Yesh Kedi Kani. Here he holds Yesh Kedi as Lokana. He holds Yesh Kedi as Lokana, so what's the pshat? He holds Yesh Kedi as Lokana. What's the pshat that it's Micha Peres? Because why? Why is it Micha Peres? Because of what? There is no topic of what? Mitzvah HaBababer. He doesn't hold the Mitzvah HaBababer. He B'chlal doesn't hold the Mitzvah HaBababer. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, How are you calling it? How does he say mechaperis? If Yesh Kedi is Lokani? Yesh and Shinyu Hashem again. So therefore, the Tosis just answers Kasha. Rav Yehuda doesn't hold Yesh Kedi is Kani. He really holds Yesh Kedi is Lokani. So Tosis asks his Kasha. His slug up of the Rav of Itam created a Kasha, and he answers the Kasha, because Rav Yehuda really holds Yesh Kedi is Lokani. Go ahead. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. Same thing that we said yesterday, you could say. Correct. Who says he doesn't hold to the top of the mitzvah above there? But here he's saying it on his, and that day. So maybe that day he doesn't hold it. Okay? We said yesterday the day of Rebbe Yitzchak Baruch Hu doesn't hold it by mitzvah Rabbanan or mitzvah that what? Don't have kapara. He's just saying that this day denies the whole thing. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. Now what does he have to do? He slugged up the first rise of Rebbe in time. Now he slugs up the second. Let's go. Look inside. Oh, let's review ourselves in our mind. What was the second Raya of Rabbeinu Tam? Lulav HaGozel. After what? After Yeyush. You cannot shake it because the mitzvah HaBav Baver. The mitzvah HaBav Baver applies even after the Kenyan was made. Correct? That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. How do you slug that up? Go ahead. Ubisukkah. Oh, it's B'Ferish HaKanya B'Yeyush. So you see that there's a problem in mitzvah above there. Go ahead. Ah, now what's that talking about here, Zevi? What is that talking about there? But where was the mucker from? The mucker was talking about the korban. They based him as a piseach. That's where there's shinu Hashem. The Gemara says, why is Lulav HaGozel pasul on the second day? Because of the pasuk. The pasuk was talking about korbanos. The pasuk was talking about korbanos. So the korbanos, there was Yehush and Shinui Hashem. Wasn't it just Yehush alone? It was Yehush plus Shinui Hashem. Go ahead. And then why does it only mention Yehush? Because what? Al Yedei Yehush, Shekodem Lachem, Kana B'Shinui Hashem. That's why it only mentions Yehush, because if it wasn't for the Yehush, then the Shinui Hashem would not have what? Would not have worked. Now where's the Shinui Hashem by the Lulav? Is there a Shinui Hashem by the Lulav there? Again, how's he getting out of the Raya? What's the Raya according to Rabbeinu Tam? What was the Raya Rabbeinu Tam? Lulav HaGozel is Yehush. You were coined it already. What's the shot? There's still Pusul because of Mitzvah Baba Veir. What's the answer? No, you weren't coined it already. It was only because of Yehush and what? Shinui Hashem, which creates what? Mitzvah Baba Veir. At the same time you get the Kinyan, the same time you get Mitzvah Baba Veir. So by Korbanus, you understand there's Yehush Shinui Hashem. Where's the Shinui Hashem by Lulav HaGozel? I guess because you assembled it into what? Arba Minin. That's what you have to say. You assemble it into Arba Minin. This is how the reed gets out of the second Raya of Rabbeinu Tam. Wasn't just Yehush alone that you were called? It was Yehush Shinui Hashem, which at the same time is Mitzvah Baba Veira. That's the reason he's inconsistent with himself. You only say mitzvah b'avera when what?
Before you were coming.
At the same time when you're coming. What's your code? You don't say it afterwards. The same time. Go ahead. Oh, no, some that actually blot out the word Yehush in the Gemara and Sukkah. Ella what? Oh, just time you without Yehush. Go ahead. And you can prove this. Go ahead. Reb Yochanan is the one who says that in Sukkah. Go ahead. And we know that Reb Yochanan later on says Yehush is not good. Go ahead. What does he say over there, Reb Yochanan? He says what? It's Amechesim based Tavach HaMachar Yechayv Arba Vehei. Why? Because that was after Yehush. Kol Shekein what? Kol Shekein before Yehush, right? Because he holds a what? Yehush Kedi is not what? Not Kona. Go ahead. Shalom Tovech. Excellent. Shalom Tovech with Shalom Mocher. He's been Kona himself. So if you hold the Yehush is alone, why are you chayv down there? Must be Yehush is not kona. So if Yochanan holds Yehush is not kona, Yehush is shinu Hashem is what's kona, that makes the mitzvah b'avera b'avera. So he just got rid of what? Just got rid of the second raya. Okay. We got it? Let's finish the Tosas, and then we have to do conceptually how to get rid of the other rayas, and then do the Gemara. Let's go by now. So we got it now? Remember I said yesterday, how do we get anything explained for us? What Tosas did not explain for us is how Rabbeinu Tam is getting out of the Raya 3, which we have to try to do. What else do we have to try to do? How to answer the Re's Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Not just the two Rayas of the Re, but also the Re had a Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. We've got to try to answer that Kasha as well. Actually, he had two Kashas. So we have four things to do. Deflect the two Rayas of who?
The Re.
Deflect the two Rayas of the Re and answer the two Kashas of the Re. Okay? Let's finish the Tosas, though. Go ahead. Now this is a new point. This goes back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's asking a kasha on his own shita now. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam's asking a kasha on his own shita now. Go ahead. So it's kind of, you get the impression from Tosas, it's kind of clear that Rabbeinu Tam could quickly slug up the rise of the Re. To the degree he's not even worried about the rise of the Re, he'll just go on and ask a kasha of his own on his shita. But the rise of the Re, no problem. Well, we got to explain why it's no problem. Okay, but let's finish the Tosas. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Tam Hiksha, go ahead. Go ahead. The tax collectors used to what? They used to grab away a donkey from you. Go ahead. And they would give another chamor in its place. And it would be yours. Now, even though it came from a ganav, they would take it from a ganav, the tax collector, and then they would give it to you. It's harizesh shalom. It's yours. Go ahead. It's good according to Ula, Biadua. Koshevlei. That's Yehush Kedi is fine. Ula holds Yehush Kedi is kona according to Rabbeinu Tam. Is that correct? Doesn't Rabbeinu Tam hold Ula Kedi is kona? Go ahead. However, the Gemara Kama says that there's a price on that Mishnah. Go ahead. But the price says that what? If you were given that donkey by the tax collector, you got to give it back to the original guy. You cannot keep it. Go ahead. And we see that what? Yehush Kedi is not Kona. Why is that just Yehush made Mishinu Rishus? The original guy had it. The tax collector took it and gives it to me. There was Yehush and Mishinu Rishus. Why isn't that Mishinu Rishus? Because I don't want that donkey. It's a stolen donkey. Anything that's against my will, you can't have Mishinu Rishus against your will. So all it is Yehush. Yehush alone is not Kona. That price is in conflict with who? Shitas Ula, Rabbeinu Tam Shitin Ula. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's cash on himself. How do you read the Brysa? Why does the Brysa say you have to give their thing originally back? Okay? And even more so, that's the cash of the Rabbeinu Tam. That's the cash of the Rabbeinu Tam. Cash of the Rabbeinu Tam on himself is, how does the Brysa say? That what? That you have to give it back to the original guy. Don't you hold the Ishkidis Kona? Granted, there was no Shinu Rishus. Because Shinu Rishus is against my will. In the Mishnah, it wasn't against my will. So it's Akasha. How does Ula, Rabbeinu Tam and Ula, read this price? Go ahead.
The Teretz read
Oh, go ahead. What's the answer? Please get this down very quickly. What's the answer? The Brisa is what? What's the Mishnah talking about? After Yeush. Once it's after Yeush, what's the din? Then there's Yeush and also what? Shini Rishus. It's fully yours. The Brisa is talking about before Yeush. If it was before Yeush, then what? There was no Yeush, let's say, yet. Therefore, Evan agrees you're not going to be Kona. That's what he means to say in that answer. He says, V'tiritzvi, the Brisa, Korchalo, Ayrik, Mastisin, the Mastisin, Ketani, Haru, Shalom, which is talking about what? There was Yeush? And even though it's Shinu Rishus, even though according to Uli, you don't really need Shinu Rishus, but what? Haru Shalo. What does Haru Shalo mean? You know what? What does it mean, Haru Shalo? Please get this. What does Haru Shalo mean? It's yours? Do you have to give back any money? No! Because there was Yeush and what? See, please get this. Even according to Ravel, Yeush Kiti is Kona, you still got to give back the cash. Yeush Kiti Kona means you get the object. You still got to give back cash. But if there's Yeush and Shinu Rishus, it's Mamash Shor, you have to give a cent. That's what the Mishnah's talking about. That there was Yeush, and then there was Shinu Rishus. What's the price of talking about? That there was before Yeush. So therefore, it's out of order. If it's out of order, Shinu Rishus before Yeush, it's not going to be good. What does the price of say, Yoshi? You got to give the whole object back. That's the first answer. You got to give the whole object back. So according to the first answer of the Tosfos, the Mishnah is very much different than the Brisa. The Mishnah's mom is saying it's mine to be Mekadesh a woman, Harehu Shalo, because there was Yeush and Shinu Rishus, and the Brisa is diametrically opposed to that. There wasn't even what? There wasn't even Yeush. So that means you got to give back the whole object. That's what Bailam Maksal Rishonim means. Please get that down. That's the first answer in the Tosfos. The Mishnah and Brisa are very much completely different.
According to Rabbi Tom, why do you need Yeush and Shinu Rishus as Yeush?
Because that's what I'm explaining to you, Tyson the Mishnah. What does Yeush B'Tzvi Kona mean? You can keep the object, you gotta pay money. With Shinu Rishus, it becomes yours to the cash for woman. You follow me? That's why I'm saying the Mishnah and Brisa are so far apart from each other. That's the first answer. Second answer, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Get this answer, the second answer. Please get it. If the Mishnah was talking about Yeush alone, then what would that mean? You'd have to give back what? Cash. And therefore the Brisa, when it's in Maksu Labailan Rishona, would mean what? Would mean what? If the Mishnah is talking Yeush alone, that means you've got to give back cash. Right? Even though it says Haru Shalom, who is just Yeush, you'd have to give that cash, right? And then when the Brisa is Machshel about Rishon, what's it talking about? The object, exactly. If that would be the case, then there'd be a cash on Rabba. Because Rabba holds what? Yeush Kiddi is at least Kona, and you should never have to what? You should never have to give back the object. So what's the shot in the Brisa? Tiksha Brisa La Rabba, that's what Tosis means. So the answer is the following. Please get it. The Mishnah is talking about Yeush and Shinu Rishus Legamri, where it was done in order, where you're what? It's mamish yours. And the Brisa is talking about what? The Brisa is talking about the Shinu Rishus when? The Shinu Rishus and then Yeush, which are not Kona Legamri, even according to Rabba. And therefore, when it says Machsu Labailam Rishonim, what does it mean? What does it mean? Eitan. It means the cash. It means the cash because at least what? At least what? What does it mean? At least what? At least it was Yeush. It was just done out of order. So what emerges from the second answer of Tosfos, please get it, is that when the Mishnah says Harehu Shalom, what does it mean? It's Mamishes, and he's parted from giving money. And what does the Brisa mean when it says Baal Machshel Rishonim? All you have to do is give back what? Cash.
So please get that down. According to the first answer, what did it mean? Harim Shalom meant what? It means Harim Shalom, the same thing in both answers. Harim Shalom means Mamashism, a kind of Shalom. And what does Bila Master Lishoni mean, Josh? It means the Chepsa, the whole object. Because it's before Yehush, according to the first answer. Second answer is the following. Second answer is that what the Mishnah is talking about, Harim Shalom, there was Yehush and Shinu Rishus. There was Yehush and Shinu Rishus. Because it was done in order, and there was Hetera Boliado, because it was Yehush before that got in the guy's hands. But the Brisa was talking about what? That there was Yehush after it got in the guy's hands. So it was Isura Boliado. So all there was Yehush alone. It was not done in a proper order. It was really Shinu Rishus before Yehush. So therefore, Yehush alone is how to make you what? Keep the object, but you've got to give back what? You got to give back the cash. So what emerges, number one, is technically how you plug in Mishnah and Brisa. Noam, you got me? And what's the second thing that emerges conceptually? Please get this. That according to the second answer of Tosfos, Yehush and Shinu Rishus only can work when what? It triggers Hetera Boliado. When it triggers Hetera Boliado. When it triggers Hetera Boliado, then we can say what? Then we can say the halacha that it's fully yours. Whereas according to the first answer, it is possible to say that Yehush Bichdi Kona, what? Mamish is Kona the whole thing. Meaning there's a fundamental machlaikis in the 2 days in Titus. When you say Yehush Bichdi is Kona, what does that mean? According to the second answer of Tosis, all that means is what? You get the object, but you got to pay back cash. According to the first answer, Yehush Bichdi Kona might very well mean what? That you mamish get the whole object, you can mekadesh a woman with it. Meaning there's a fundamental machlokes, when do you say Yehush Bichdi Kona? According to the first answer, you'll say it, you don't care about Hetera Boliado. Just Yehush alone is Kona, it's yours, mamish. It's amazing Chiddush. According to the second answer, Yehush Bichdi Kona means you get the object, you still got to pay that cash. Okay? That's a fundamental machlokes. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam, and it's interesting, I think Jay-Z pointed out in Seder, Rabbeinu Tam asked the kasha on himself, and the Ri is the one who gives the answer. Even though the Ri's arguing on the Rabbeinu Tam the whole time, but he gives the answer. At least he gave the first answer. Okay? So please get down in your notes. There seems to be a fundamental machlokes of what the scope of Yehush Bichdi will mean. That's what it means, Pashup Shat. Mish is talking about after Yehush, and you see, Mish is talking about after Yehush, and the truth of the matter is that that's the Chiddush. Chiddush, the Chiddush is, you see, you can question what I'm saying, though, with the first answer. Because the first answer said the Mishnah is talking about there was only Yehush, but there also was what? There also was Shinu Rishus. No? It went from the original Goslin, went from the original owner to the tax collector to you. So there was Shinu Rishus. So maybe it's only Harim Shalom when there's Yehush and Shinu Rishus. So I think the upshot of it is that what we said is for sure correct. There's a technical difference between the Mishnah and the Brisa. The first answer of the Mishnah is Harim Shalom, Mamish, according to both answers. According to the first answer, the Brisa is talking about what? You have to give the object back. And the second answer is talking about all you have to do is give what? Give the cash back. But the pashtus is to say that there is a machloek, it's a fundamental machloek, when Yehush Kedi is Kona or not, whether you get the object, I'm not so sure you have to say like that. Because the first answer also is talking about there was Yehush plus the fact that there was Shinu Rishus. There was Shinu Rishus. But the difference is when you say Yehush Bichdi Kona is, do you need what? Hetera Boliado. Second answer says yes. First answer doesn't necessarily need to have Hetera Boliado. Doesn't talk about that type of Kiddush. Between beforehand and afterwards. So that's what emerges here in the pshat, what in the pshat and tesis. Okay. Fine. So we have a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. Very clear. And now let us try to what? Save the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Let's go. What was the Ri's first riot? Someone tell me. What was the Ri's first riot? The Gemara by the Anvanachri. Is that correct? The Gemara asks, Lichnu Yivishu Yishen. Mashma that what?
if you would be kodesh with Shinah Shem, we would no longer say mitzvah bavaver. Is that correct? That's the Reish Shita. That's the Reish proof. That once you say the kodesh with Shinah Shem, you no longer say mitzvah bavaver. Right, Jack? That was the riot. How would you spug up that riot? I want to give two spars. Let's get it. Number one, who says the Gemara is talking about an aveira at all? Who says the Gemara is talking about an aveira at all? This is the ghost Rabbi Elazar Meir Hurwitz and Sukkah says in the back of the Gemara. Maybe Rav Huna was warning them, make sure it's yours, it's not borrowed. It's the first day of Sukkot, and make sure it's not borrowed. So you better make sure that what? You better make sure that what? That it's not borrowed, that it's yours. So when the Gemara said, L'tvi Mishimishim, wasn't talking about an Aveira there. There was no Aveira in the whole Gemara. You can't bring a Raya from a Gemara unless there was an Aveira there, right, in the case, and we don't say Mitzvah Bab Aveira if you make a Kenyan. There was no Aveira there at all in that Gemara. It wasn't an issue of Gezel. He just wanted to tell them to make sure it's your own personally. You own it. It's first day of Sukkot. So since there was no problem of what? Since there was no problem of Gezel, there's no, you can't bring a Raya that there's no Mitzvah Bab Aveira once you're close to the Shinu Hashem unless the Gemara's talking about there was an Aveira. The Gemara wasn't talking about a case of an Aveira. See, I'm just getting Raya. No Raya to cloud. That's what Vladimir Hurwitz points out in the Gemara Sukkah. The great bone in the back of the Gemara. If you want to bring a riot about something, the case has to be talking about an Aveira. The Aveira goes up in smoke once you make a Kenyan. There was no Aveira in that whole Gemara. He just wanted to make sure that they owned it. A bar in Lulav in the first day is bad. There's no Aveira there. That's one way. You got it? Eitan, get it down. Vladimir Hurwitz. Second shot to save this riot. Deflect this riot. This also is a stunning Kiddush, but also is very mistaken. The Pnei Yehoshua suggests following Kiddush. When you're koneh something with a kinyan chashuv, like Shinu Hashem, there's no mitzvah baba deira. Meaning, what are? Normally, if you're koneh something with Shinui, if you're koneh something, the aveira still lingers, still lurks, mitzvah baba deira. But if you make a kinyan with a kinyan chashuv, even Rabbeinu Thomas Maskin, there's no more din of mitzvah baba deira. Why, Jason? Because he's made such a great opinion, there's no concept of mitzvah above that bigger. And you know what? He brings a slam dunk riot. It's a beautiful riot. You remember the Gemara in Samachem and Beis we said about Esnan? Guy steals what? Guy steals wheat. He gave the woman the zona wheat. Right? And then what happens? They made it into flour. Are we allowed to mimak of that flour on the Mizbeah? Yes, because you did a big shinui. What do you mean? Why don't you say mitzvah baba aveira? And Esnan's an aveira. Can't live with the zona. It's a beautiful riot. What happened? According to you, Rabbi Nathan, mitzvah baba aveira still exists. What's the answer, Daniel? No, if you do a big shinui, even Rabbi Nathan is masking, mitzvah baba aveira goes up in smoke. Get that. Those are two ways we just deflected the riot of what? Which one? Deflected the riot of what? Liknui v'shinui Hashem. Hahu an bakri. Excellent. Hanho and Bakri. Let's go. Second riot. Bless you, Seth. Second riot. What was the second riot? What was the second riot? The case of the beam, right? What was the Reish riot? You take a beam, you steal a beam, you put tzchach over the beam. Right? What does the Gemara say? You're yotze in the midst of Sukkah because takanas hashavim. Why don't you say mitzvah baba verachaim? It lingers after the kinyan. Says the Reish doesn't linger. It goes up in smoke. And the Reish said, if you say that by a kinyan to Rabbana, how much worse do you say it by a kinyan to Yeraisa? Correct? How do you deflect the Raya? How's Rabbi Natan going to deflect the Raya? Please get this. Pashtasis says the Chemde Shlomo. It's a takanas chachamim. The Rabbeinu Tam will say part of the Takanas Chachamim of Takanas Hashavim Eitan is that you will not say Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Part of the Takanas Hashavim will be is that you will not say Mitzvah Baba Aveira to allow you to be Yotze in the midst of Sukkah. That will be part of the actual Takanas Hashavim. And he says it's like the Gemara in Gittin. Remember he mentioned the Gemara in Gittin by Ula? He says, Achatas Gzula, even though it's Pasul Minat Torah. Pasul minat Torah. Why did the Rabbanim say it's good? Because of Takanas Mizbeach. Because the Kohanim will be paranoid. They'll never want in the future to be Makar Karbonos because they'll think it's stolen. So even though Minat Torah is bad, the Rabbanan elevated it to say it's good. Maybe it's finished. They have the power invested in Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Dinim Amunus to say it's theirs, and therefore you're Yitzchak. That's the part of the Takana. So Rabbeinu Tam will say, don't ask me a kasha from that Gemara. Part of the Takana of Ashavim was that mitzvah Baba Vera will not apply in this cow to the mitzvah Sukkah. That deflects that riot beautifully as well. Yeah, Daniel, real quick.
Doesn't that work
in the concept of Takana Shavim? No, I think it works beautifully. You want to encourage the guy to do tshuva, and what will be part of that encouragement? Then it'll be Yosef's mitzvah as well. No? No, he's got
to
destroy the whole sukkah. All he's got to do is pay back the dummin, but he doesn't have to pay back the board. I think it fits in beautifully to Kanesh HaShav. Okay, we're going to say to him what? We're going to say to him, you know what? All you got to do is pay back cash. You don't have to destroy your board. You don't have to destroy your sukkah. But you should know you're not Yosef. You're Shkoyev. Shkoyev will say, all right, built a beautiful sukkah and you tell me I'm not Yosef. Because the mitzvah of Bavera. Fakir, I think it fits the spirit of the Kanesh HaShav. You want him to be able to be yotze the mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam will say, normally mitzvah baba vera will what will remain. Here, this is a tekanas chomim that it goes out the window. Same thing by the Gemara and Gittin. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara. Yehush bichdi is really what? Yehush bichdi is really kona on a level of Yerisa, just because the mitzvah baba vera the korban shouldn't be kosher. Why was it kosher? Because the tekanas on mitzvah. Also, we just deflected the second riot. Excellent. Now what do? Go to the kashas. Let's go. What were the two kashas now? Let's get them. Okay, and this we were pilpling a lot in Seder. Oh, let's go. What were the two kashas? What was the first kasha of the re and the Rabbeinu Tam? What was Abaye's kasha on Rabba? Because if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, ulo tishkidius kona. But you still say mitzvah baba vera. So how can Abai ask on Rabba that Karbon of Logos shows me what Yerush Kedi is low kona? Maybe Yerush Kedi is kona, but there's a problem mitzvah baba vera, and that's why the korban is possible. That was this kasha in the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the answer? Rabbeinu Tam says. You know what the answer is? Rabbeinu Tam says, what are you asking a kasha for? Abai is asking on Rabba. Who says that Rabba holds like Ula? Rabbeinu Tam was speaking within Ula. That Ula holds Yerush Kedi is Kona, but he holds Mitzvah Baba Veru. Let me ask you, Josh, how do you know that Ula holds Yerush Kedi is Kona, but despite that Mitzvah Baba Veru continues? How do you know that? From what Pasuk? The Hevesim, a Pasuk in Malachi that we quoted. Yay! Right, Ula and our Gemara says, how do you know that Yehush Kedi is what? What does our Gemara say? How do you know that Yehush Kedi is what? Is not Kona? According to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you read those two lines of the Gemara? Please guess. How do you read the two lines of the Gemara? Yehush Kedi is what Kona? Rabbeinu Tam says, what Yehush Kedi is Kona and Ula? What does the Gemara mean? In general, Yehush Kedi is Kona. Just here it's not Kona because of what? Mitzvah, Habal Baver. But he needed to dig up a pasuk to show this construct. He needed a fancy pasuk. Ula's shot is novel. Ula's shot is novel. Who on earth says that Rab would hold like this? Who on earth says that Rab would hold like this at all? Rabba doesn't have that pasuk. Ula learns from Vesim that even though Yehush is Kona, still there's mitzvah baba vera. But if you learn from Korbano, what's the din? If you learn from Korbano, what's the din? What's the halacha? If you learn from Korbano, if you hold Yehush is Kona, then what? It should be a good korban. If you hold Yehush is low Kona, it's not a good korban. That's a biased kash on Rabba. Ula's Kiddush is a tremendous novel Kiddush. To say you hold what? Yehush Kedi is Kona. But despite that, it lingers on. It works the Avera because of mitzvah of Avera. Who on earth says that Rabba would hold like that? What was Re's old kasha on Rabba? The Re's old kasha on Rabba was what? That maybe what? How can Abai ask a kasha on Rabba? Maybe Rabba holds like Ula. That you hold Yerush Kedi's Kona, but it's Mitzvah Baba Vera. You don't say that unless you say it befeirish. Ula had to think of a pasuk. Who says Rabba would say like that? Now, didn't the Ri himself say, and maybe you'll tell me that Abai and Rabba deny mitzvah bo baveira? So what did he respond to that? What did he respond to that? That maybe Abai and Rabba deny the concept of mitzvah bo baveira. What did he say to that? Then he said what? He should be able to be makar the korban. Right? Then Abai would be stuck on the brisa. Abai would be stuck on the brisa. Right? Abai would be stuck on the brisa. So obviously Abai understood the brisa himself to ask the kasha. So that's the pshat, in other words. In other words, the pshat is that what Abai holds, if he was just kona, then you don't say that korban is pasul because of mitzvah bo baveira. That's the kasha. Must be the Yerush is not Kona. So that is the kasha in the Teres back and forth. Again, Nachamo. The Ri asked the Rabbeinu Tam, what was Abai's kasha and Rabba? What's his response? The Rabbeinu Tam? Who says that Rabba holds like Ula? You need a pasuk to say Beveisim. Rabba might not hold like Ula. And therefore, if the Korban is pasul, must be because of what? Because of Korban of Lo Gavim. Because it's not yours. Because it's not yours. That's the answer that Rabbeinu Tam wants to say. He would say in theory. Now, another answer I want to suggest. Please get this to answer this kasha, the first kasha. Another answer. Maybe in a chanami, Abaye denies mitzvah bo baveira. Maybe in a chanami, Abaye does deny the kasha mitzvah bo baveira. He denies it. He denies it. And therefore, if he denies it, right, the Gemara is asking a very good question, Rabbi. If you hold the Yerush is Kona, you shouldn't postulate it. If you hold the Yerush is Kona, you shouldn't postulate it. So what are you going to ask me, Eitan? If you're going to tell me that Abai denies the concept of what, it's above Avera, what do you do with what? What Tosa said, what do you do with the price? If he denies the concept of above Avera, so why does he say Korban of Apostle? Because there's a din of Korban of Apostle. Then it's got to be yours in the Makashit. Nothing to do with mitzvah bo baveira. Doesn't exist. There's a special theory because of korbono that tells me you have to own it when you're Makashit, Josh. It doesn't do with mitzvah bo baveira. You follow me? A second answer will say, Rabbeinu Tam will say, Abai denies mitzvah bo baveira. And he asks on Rab, if you'll hear Shkidish Kona, why is it korban pasul? Must be hear Shkidish Lo Kona. Aye, but Tosa said, if Abai denies mitzvah bo baveira, so why is it korban pasul? The Korban's pasul because there's a separate drasha called Korban of Lo Gazel, finished. That you have owned it when you're Makdashit. Nothing to do with mitzvah bo baveira. Nothing to do at all with mitzvah bo baveira. And therefore, that are two answers to answer the kasha of the Rabbeinu Tam on the Ri. Next step. What's the next step? Second kasha. What was the second kasha of the Ri on the Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbi asked the Shiloh, the geese and the blood oaths that are what? That are in between the what? The Gnave and the Hakdasha. Who gets them? The Ganef and the original guy. According to you, Rabbeinu Tam, that you're Konet, they're just a separate din of mitzvah above there, should be slam dunk the Ganef what? Gets the geese and the blood oaths. What's Rabbi Shiloh? How would you answer that? So we can also say very simply that what? What would you say? This is what the Ritva says, perhaps. That the whole suffix is a leave it to Rav himself. Who says that Rav is mistopic according to Ula? Rav himself is Yehush, is not koinit. Nevertheless, the Rabbanan said it's the Ganas. Why did the Rabbanan say it's the Ganas? Because the Kohanim would get depressed and sad and get paranoid. They never want to be back in Korbanos in the future. Katos. So Mikra did, it's not the goddess, but the Rabbanan said it's yours. So when the Rabbanan said it's yours, the Rav was stopping. Is that from the time of what, the Gneva, or from the time of the Hekdesh? But the suffix within Rav himself in the Yerush is not Kona. According to Ula, slam dunk, who would get it? Of course the Ganef would get it. So you could say very simply with the Gemara, when Rav asked the Shad, he wasn't asking within Ula, he was asking within himself. Since he was asking within himself, it's Nishkin Shaila. The Kasha's answered very beautifully. And that's the response that the what? The Rabbeinu Tam would say to the Ri. So now we answered everything. Now we answered everything. We have the Ri Shita, how he slugged up the Raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. We have the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, how he slugged up the Raya to the Ri. And we have how answers how Rabbeinu Tam answered the two kashas of the Ri. In fact, the first kasha we had two answers. Second kasha we gave one answer. Okay? So that's how we want to touch up the pshat, the lumdus here in the Taisus. We got this chiddush, that's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay, that's the chiddush we want to bring out. Oh. Now there are a few points that I want to mention. You have kasha? Okay. There are a few more points I want to mention about the klal of mitzvah of avera. Then we got to go to the Gemara and Daf Sadi Dal. Okay? Well, let's get this, okay? Very quickly, about the halacha of mitzvah above avera. There's a tremendous chiddush here that emerges, okay? Tremendous chiddush that emerges here. If we focus now on one point, and that is the raya of Ahu and Vanachri. What was the raya of Ahu and Vanachri? What was the raya of Ahu and Vanachri? For the reed? What was the raya? That once you do a kinyan, there's no more mitzvah above avera. I want to give a few other ways to deflect that raya. We gave how many ways so far? Who on Vanachri, how many ways do we give that, get rid of that? Two. I want to add on a few more. Please get this. And from these few more points, we'll see tremendous chidushim on mitzvah above avera, Vishisham. Okay. Number one. Okay. The Ramban writes, and we mentioned this Ramban, that the landowner was who? Was a goyish landowner. If it was a goyish landowner, then there's no what? Then there's no din of what? Perhaps there's no avera. If you hold like the sheet that holds gezelachim is what? Is mutter. So machlokes 2 days in the Gemara Bava Kama later on, where there's gezelachim is mutter usser. And we paskin if the karka was taken from goyim, not from Israelim, then there's no din gezel. So there never was an avera. So therefore, there was no kind of mitzvah above avera. There never was an avera. It's another way to say there's an avera. That's only the old gezelachim is what? Is mutter. We have to not paskin like that. Oh, but the Raivin in his Asagis on the Balamor, please get this, says the following, that the case was a shogeg. The whole case over there of Huan Banachri was a shogeg case. The Avera was not done b'nezid. There was no Avera, and Reuven Rozovsky explains, Reuven Rozovsky explains in his Sefer on Sukkah, that what did the Raivin mean when there's no Avera? He meant it was shogeg. And Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar points out a tremendous chiddush. Please get that. Whenever an avera is done b'shogeg, there is no din. B'shogeg, ein din mitzvah abah b'avera. Tremendous chiddush. Please get it. Okay. Whenever an avera is done b'shogeg, there's no din of mitzvah abah b'avera. Lefizeh, please get it. Please get this. Taisus asks a bomb cash in Sukkah Daftes. Gai. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daftes. That how do you know a sukkah k'sula k'sula says tasalacha? Right? Get it down. How do you know a sukkah k'sula k'sula it says tasalacha? Correct places in sukkah daftes. Why do you need a pasuk? You should just say what? Mitzvah haba b'avera. What's the answer? Collector's item that place in daftes. Places in daftes now. Please get this. These are important chidushim in the Kol Mitzvah b'avera. Places in sukkah daftes says the whole count of Mitzvah b'avera is a din d'rabbanan. Din the Rabbanan. The whole concept of mitzvah over there. It only passes it in the Rabbanan. So therefore you must pick up a pasuk to tell me that a stolen circus also what? Even Minat Torah. Collector's item. Tosas and Daflamin clearly argues. Our Tosas from today until tomorrow clearly held mitzvah over there as a Din Yeraisa. Our Tosas clearly held it as a Din Yeraisa mitzvah over there. But Tosas and Sukkah Daftet says it's only Din the Rabbanan. Okay? What do you see from this chiddush? If you hold that a mitzvah above avera is not plied to shogeg, what's the pshat? Then you can answer that kasha. Why do you need a pshat of what? Chag HaSukkos Tasalacha to tell me that a sukkah k'zuvas tzula teipuk lei mitzvah above avera. What's the answer? Let's say the avera is done to shogeg. So if the avera is done to shogeg, I would think mitzvah above avera would not apply. The pasuk says, I don't care, even if the avera is done to shogeg, even if you stole it to shogeg, still a sukkah k'zuvas pasul. That would be another answer to answer that Taisus Kasha. There will be another answer to answer Taisus Kasha. Not just to say mitzvah above Avera is a din d'rabbanan, but the answer is that what? Mitzvah above Avera is what? Mitzvah above Avera is only said when the Avera is done b'mezid. So if you stole a sukkah b'shogeg, I would think it's kosher. Kamashman, the pasuk says it's possible. You got it? That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. Oh. So what'd you say?
That's part of the Avanafnik case.
Yeah, so that's what the Ravid meant in his Asakas on the Baal Mor. He said there was no Aveira. He just writes there's no Aveira in that case. What do you mean there's no Aveira? So Reb Reuven Grozovsky explains, what do you mean there's no Aveira? It was done to Shogay. Maybe they didn't know it was someone else's land. They thought it was Hefker. You follow what I'm saying? He says it was done to Shogay. They didn't know it was someone's land. So what I'm saying is that Mitzvah over there will not apply to Shogay. That's why you have to have a post that says Tassilachah. Tells me what, Yossi? That even if you did it to Shogay, Mitzvah over there doesn't apply, but still the Sukkot Zuh is Tzula. What's another answer to that, Kasha? Please get it down. That's the famous Rift of Hashem, the Baal HaTosfos. Why do you need a Pasuk of Chagat Sukkot Tassilachah? Just tell me a Sukkot Zuh is Tzula, Sukkot Daftes. Why don't you say Mitzvah over there? Okay, what's the answer? Because Mitzvah over there only applies to Mitzvah that engender what? Ritui, Lulu, Shofar, and what else? Korbonus. Is Sukkah one of them? No. So I would think that Sukkah, Mitzvah Bavir does not apply to Sukkah. And it doesn't. Therefore, why is the Sukkah Kzula Psula? Because of the Pasuk Lecha. That's another answer. So we just quickly said, we ran over three quick answers to that Tosfos Kasha and Daftes. In Sukkah. Why do you need Sukkah Tatsa Lecha to Pasuk Sukkah Kzula? Take with play Mitzvah Bavir. One answer is Tosfos himself, that the whole topic of Mitzvah Bavir is only a Dindur Rabbanan. Which we said that Tosfos Sukkah Daflamin argues in our Tosfos, argues wholeheartedly. Mitzvah Bavir is a topic of your rights and apostles of Minatayr. Number two, we said, if you assume that it's Meshogit, the Aveira, you don't apply Mitzvah Bavir, so then stolen Sukkim Meshogit, Tzula, based on the Pasuk. And the third answer is that maybe Mitzvah Bavir only applies to Mitzvah and gender Ritzvah, Sukkah is not one of them, so how do you know a Sukkah Tzula is Tzula? Based on the Pasuk of what? Lecha. So this is a tremendous chiddush. Now let's stop for a moment and ask ourselves, what's the svara? Why in Aveira B'Shogeg you would not implement the principle of Mitzvah Bav Aveira? Why would you not say the principle of Mitzvah Bav Aveira if the Aveira is done B'Shogeg? Give me a svara. What would be the svara? Is Mitzvah Bav Aveira a din in the Gavra or the Chefsa? So if you assume it's a din in the Gavra, that's only when you're a malicious and a mean person, rebel against Hashem. But if you did it B'Shogeg, it would not be a problem. So the pashut shot is, please get this, it's a din begavra. And if the guy did the Aveira B'Shogeg, the Mela, B'Shogeg ain't din. Because you don't have that gavra there. B'Shogeg ain't din. You don't have that problem. Okay? You don't have that problem. Oh, let me ask you a question though. Why didn't Tosfos give this answer? Why didn't Tosfos give this answer? Because Tosfos holds it's a din in what, Daniel? Din in the Chafzuk. Tosfos doesn't give this answer. The Re brought this as a slam dunk raya. The Re would say because why? Why doesn't the Re, why doesn't he like this answer, Tosfos? Tosfos doesn't like this answer because he holds it's a din in the what? A din in the Chafzuk. Tosfos will hold the din the Chafzuk. The din the Chafzuk that Afilu B'Shogeg. Now Rav Zhulti writes in the Sefer, you guys got to get this. If I ask you, Tain Mocker, for the cloud of Mitzvah Bav Aveira. What's the marker? Nu? Beveser. But Yushalmi and Shabbos Ari gave a different marker. Remember what the marker was? Eila HaMitzvahs. You do the mitzvahs in an open where there's no Aveira. So Rav Zhulti points out beautifully, the Bavli gives the marker of the Heveser, which is dealing with the Korban, which is showing it the Din, the what? The Chefsa. The Yushalmi gives a marker for Mitzvah Bav Aveira Shabbos and Perek Oreg. It says what? Eila HaMitzvahs. Talking about people. How people should do mitzvahs. It means the Gavra. So what a tiny. This machlokes, whether Mitzvah Bav Aveira applies to Aveira B'Shogeg, is totally on what does Mitzvah Bav Aveira chesaron in. Is it chesaron in the Gavra? Then on Shogeg it won't be a problem. It's a din in the Chefsa. I don't care if the Aveira is the Chefsa's disease. I don't care whether there is a shogun. And that's telling me on two makoros what the marker of Mitzvah Bav Aveira is. That's telling me on what the marker of Mitzvah Bav Aveira is. And it could very well be that Tosfos, who doesn't say this answer, because he holds it's a din what? It's a din in the Gavra. It's a din in the Gavra. There's Tosfos. What did Tosfos say in Sukkah? On Daftes. He said Mitzvah Bav Aveira is wonder. Why did he say the case of shogun? Because he holds the getter is Mitzvah Bav Aveira is a din in the Chefsah. That's the chiddush we want to point out. The truth of the matter is, this issue of whether it's a din in the Gavra or a din in the Chefsa, we want to say it's a machlokes, Tosfos against who? Tosfos, and who's the one who said this chiddush? The Ravid. Raya says it's in the Gavra. It's really a machlokes the Michoskinuch and Rav Shimon Shkaf. It's a machlokes the Michoskinuch and Rav Shimon Shkaf. The Michoskinuch says mitzvah of Avaver is a psul in the Gavra, chesaron in the Gavra, and Rav Shimon Shkaf writes it's a din in the Chesed. So this machlokes in Rishon, and we want to say, is it really a machlokes in Achronim? It's really a machlokes in Achronim. You know why? It's a famous Michoskinuch. Please get it down, because this will be the fourth answer to that kasha. What's the place of kasha again in Sukkah Daf Tes? Yossi? Why didn't you put Sukkah Chag, or Sukkah Tassel, or Bada Tami, Sukkah Tzulus, put typically Mitzvah Baba there? You know what he gives an answer? Amazing answer, he says. He says the following. Mitzvah Baba Avera speaks to who? Speaks to who? The Gavra, not the Chefsa. Just had mitzvah baba veira, would it be treated like you ate outside the sukkah, David? Or you're not yotze the mitzvah? What does mitzvah baba veira speak to with mitzvah sinuch? The gavra. The gavra wasn't yotze the mitzvah. But do we treat as if he was eating outside the sukkah? No. Comes the pasuk of sukkah gzula and tells me if you eat in the sukkah gzula, it's like you ate outside the what? It's like you ate outside the sukkah. That's the mitzvah sinuch's answer to that kasha place and not this. Person in Daf Testament out there says, why do you need a pot of kagas for stats about to tell me sukkah zuva zuva tefu clay mitzvah baba vera? What's the answer? Kiva? Mitzvah baba vera tells me that the gav is not yotzi. That doesn't treat as if you're eating outside the sukkah. There's a special issue to eat outside the sukkah. What's the answer? Bless you. Kagas for stats about treats as if I ate outside the what? Sukkah! Because the potic disease is the chepsa. Mitzvah baba vera only what? Maskiya the Gavra. It's a beautiful Kiddush. And the notes in the bottom of the Kosovo, they put out of Shimon Shkaf argued on this Mitzvah Skinner. Because he held the Mitzvah Bever as a din in the Chas. So what are the four answers now we've given to that Kashin, Toshvis, and Daptes? No, what are the four answers? Either Mitzvah Bever is Rabbana like the Tosos. Either number two, Mitzvah Bever only on Mitzvah that what? Read Sui. Number three, Mitzvah Bever does not apply to Bever B'Shogeg. And number four, Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Baver is really only a din in the Gavra. It's not a din in the Chefsa. Therefore, you need a plus to disease the what? To disease the Chefsa. The truth is, the third answer and the fourth answer are similar because we explained it based on one another. That the din of Mitzvah Baver does not apply to Shogeg because it's a din in the Gavra. That's in essence what the Mitzvah is striving at. Oh. One last din. One second. We ate the afterwards. We got a lot to see. We have a few more minutes. Oh, please get this. One last point on the claw of Mitzvah Baba Avera, and that is the following. One last claw. And that is that the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Peretz explain that the case of Hani and Bachri was not Vada Gezel, it was Sufek Gezel. Whenever there's Sufek Gezel, says the Meiri, another stunning Kiddush, whenever there's Sufek Gezel, aimed in mitzvah habav aver. Meiri and Rabbeinu Peretz. That's an unbelievable Kiddush, no? Sufek Gezel aimed in mitzvah habav aver. Why is that? What would you say, Kiva? What would you say to that Kiddush? What should you ask? Sufek Gezel l'chumra, no? Sufek Gezel l'chumra. Just because of Sufek Gezel, why should that be? Say Sufek Gezel l'chumra. So what's the pshat? What would you have to say? So the Pnei Yeshua says what? It's only a chash mid rabbana. The Pnei Yeshua says really it's only a chash because we're worried about saying a brachal of a tala. So it's really only a chash mid rabbana. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Pnei Yeshua says it's a chash mid rabbana. But how would you answer? This is what we want to suggest at Yiddish. What would you say?
What I want to suggest?
If mitzvah baba veira, we said it was a din in the gav or a din in the chesed. In order for it to what? Blow up the mitzvah, the Aveira. If you hold it to din in the Gavra, then a Sufek Aveira is enough to blow it up. But if you hold it to din in the Chepsa, you better believe that it better be a what? A Vadai Aveira. That Chepsa better be diseased for sure. If that Chepsa is you're not sure whether it's diseased or not, then forget about it. Then forget about it. Then we're going to be what? Where you'll be yotzei. You'll be yotzei. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest. The big chiddush, no? Why do I say it's a big chiddush? Please get this down in your notes. Because if your holders have been in the gavel, we had a cooler that had stunned the shogeg, what's the din? There's no din of mitzvah b'avera. But we're saying if it's a suffix avera and it's a din of the gavel, your machmer is going to say it's a problem. So there's a chumra and a kula. Get that down if you hold the lumnus midin gavra. And if you hold the midin chefsa, you also have a what? A chumra and a kula. If it's midin the chefsa, then even the shogeg, it's a problem. But if it's midin the chefsa, and if it's a case of suffix yasi, what's the din? It's not a problem. They're flipped. Comes out, there'll be a chumra and a kula depending on what your mechanics of mitzvah baba vera are. If it's a din in the gavra, then the shogeg mitzvah baba vera won't apply. If it's a suffix avera, then it will apply. If it's a din in the chefsa, then we're going to say it's the shogeg, it still will apply because it's still a disease. But if it's a suffix, if it's a din in the chefsa, then we're not worried about it until it's vadai disease. So it's very fascinating. You can come out of chumra and kula depending on which mahalach you want to say in lumdus with the klal of mitzvah habal ba'avera. That's the chiddush you want to bring out here. Okay? That's the chiddush you want to bring out. Yeah, real quick, Jizzy.
How does the Michus Chinuch deflect the Raya?
How does the Michus Chinuch deflect the Raya of Vanachri? He'll say the case is talking about, let's say, the shogeg. What was the whole Raya of the Re? That once you make a kinyan, you don't say mitzvah baba vera. But there has to be an avera here. The avera was b'shogeg. The case was b'shogeg. They took the property, they stole it, what b'shogeg? They stole b'shogeg, mitzvah baba vera doesn't apply. So you can't bring a raya. Right? There's no avera. Like, we had different answers. If there's no avera there, then you have no raya. Right? That's what we want to suggest the chiddush is. So hold my rock here, whole binyan you built up here.
Nothing to do with the fact that you don't gather?
Nope. The svara is that it doesn't apply to shogeg. That's why I said the third and fourth answer are very linked. That's the svara. The shogeg mitzvah baba vera doesn't apply because it's been in the gavra. But I'm saying you can deflect that raya because there's no avera in that gemara. They did it to shogeg. So you can't bring a raya that mitzvah baba vera would apply because there's no avera in it. That's the board. This is the board. Okay. Let's finish up now. Oh, we have to make a kiddush. We did an excellent eitan. You got it? It's a good feeling to work through a whole tesis like that. Big tesis. No shy away from it, okay? Go through the big tesis. Work through every line of the tesis. Okay? Let's go to the Gemara now. I gave them the Sadi Dalet Amanal very briefly, okay? See the Gemara and Sadi Dalet Amanal, okay? There are two major questions that we have to what? We have to investigate over there. Two major questions, okay? Number one, when the Gemara over there said you don't say a bracha, we always introduce, Abu Dram says, how many categories of brachas are there in halacha? Four. Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas Nenin, Birkas Shev Avodah, Birkas Tefillah. Excellent. Abu Dram writes this, one of the great Rishonim. When the Gemara over there says, Botzeh Birech Nietz Hashem, you stole the challah, stole the wheat, and then you ground it down, your mafresh challah. And it says, don't say a bracha. Which bracha is it talking about there? Which bracha is it talking about there? Is it talking about Birkas HaMitzvah? The Hafrish Challah? Or is it talking about Birkas Nenin, Hamotzi Lechem, Min Haaretz? That's the first question. And the second question is, when it says you're despicable, does that mean you should not say a bracha? Or does it mean that what? Your chai is to say a bracha even though it's despicable. That's the second question. So number one is, what's the bracha there? Birkas Nenin, Birkas HaMitzvahs. And number two, is the pshat is that when it says it's despicable, means you don't say a bracha, or you still say the bracha, despite that it's despicable. So Tosfos there on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph on the top Tosfos points out, that's why the Chiddush is, even though you made many shinuyim with this thing you stole, with the wheat, it's still despicable. And Tosa says we're talking about Birkas HaMitzvah of Afrosha's Challah. Because if it's Birkas Nenin, what's the connection between Afrosha's Challah? Who cares? And why they would have to say Hifrish Challah Rafiyah? Who cares? Tosa clearly learns on the top of Sadi Dalet Amud, I'm talking about Birkas HaMitzvah, the Brach on Afrosha's Challah. However, the Meiri points out the following Kiddush. Meiri points out 2 days. One day that it's only a Birkas HaMitzvah, because you did an Aveira. So therefore you're not going to say a Birkas HaMitzvah. Birkas Nenin you must say, because Asur Lahadam, Asur Lahadam Lahanot. Ba'olam Hazeh. B'li Rod, B'li Brachas, Mar Brachas, Daf Lamin Hamad Aleph. And he quotes a Yesh Chok in the Miri that says, not that way. And he says, even Birkas Neni don't say a bracha. So when it says despicable, you don't say a bracha. When it says despicable, you don't say a bracha. So I want this question that we ask, the two questions we ask is really a machloikis between Tosfos and one day in the Miri against the other day in the Miri. Okay? Oh. Now I gave you a Tosfos and Brachas on Daf Mem Hei. Tosfos and Brachas on Daf Mem Hei, Amud Aleph, points out to Ramaskal Aval, the following Chiddush, that if you eat Tevel, you don't have a Zimun on Tevel. You don't have a Zimun on Tevel. That's the Chiddush. And he brings a Raya from our Gemara and Bava Kama Dafsari Dalet. So you see clearly, Poshup Shach, you see clearly from the Tosfos, at least according to Rabbi Kiveger, that Tosfos had a Girsa in the Gemara and Bava Kama, please get this, Gazel Chitin V'Tachna V'Afa V'Achla. The Achla. I gave you the Rebbe Kiveger on the spot here in Dafsari Dalet. Our Gemara says that what Gazel Sashal Chitin Tachna V'Asha V'Afa doesn't say V'Achla. Tosus and Girs and Brachas must have the Girs of Achla. So Tosus, according to Rebbe Kiveger, had the Girs of, you ate it, it's despicable. So it comes out, according to Tosus, talking about Birkas Nemin. Tosus and Brachas is talking about Birkas Nemin. Our Girs of our Gemara is not talking about Birkas Nemin, it's talking about Birkas what I'm missing. If you have the Girs of Achla, then obviously it's talking about eating. Achla means eating. So what I'm just trying to do is concretize, and Rebbe Kiveger points out that Tosus and Brachas definitely had the Girs of that it's a Birkas Nemin, but Achala. So we've proven that it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Is it just talking about Birkas a mitzvah, a kawa, which we had a question whether it's really a mitzvah, matter yesterday, or is it Birkas Nemin? Okay. This brings us to the following. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Tes, that if you eat a Dover Isser, even Durabanan, whether it's Mazid or Shogeg, Rambam says you cannot say a bracha. Bracha Rishon or bracha Achron. The Ravid argues and says there's no Zimun because there's no Kashivis. There's no Kvias because it was the Asr. But a bracha Yerchayev because you had Hano. So it's a Machlekes Rambam Ravid. Eat a Dover Isser. Do you say a bracha? Rambam says no. Ravid says yes. And the Taz writes, I want you to get this, that the Rambam understood, the Taz and Orachayim Simikuf Tzarivav Sifkar Nalif, that according to the Rambam, not only is no Zimun, Kol Shekein you don't say a bracha. Kol Shekein don't say a bracha. Oh. So this breaks down to the following. Please get this. The Rosh in Brachas that I gave you on Daf Mem Hei brings the Raya to the Ravid that if you eat a Dvar Isser, you do say a bracha from our Gemara and Baba Kama. How? Because it says, Ein Zem Avarach Elamin Na'etz, meaning you say the bracha, but it's a despicable act. You say the bracha, but it's a despicable act. In the Madoni Yosef on the bottom of the Rosh Dirim Brachas, and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, claim that the Rosh understood that you say the bracha, but it's despicable. But what's the Rambam understood? That when it says it's despicable, Michael, you don't say a bracha. So it's a machlokes Rambam Ravid, how do we know when it says despicable? Does it mean you say the bracha, but it's despicable? Or do you say because it's despicable, there's no bracha? That's what the Rambam writes Ladina. Oh. And the Kesef Mishnah writes, he just points out that the kavana of minayetz means that it's you don't say a bracha halacha l'maisa. However, the Lechem Mishnah claims not that way. Lechem Mishnah claims not that way in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah writes, and Rabbi Kiveger in Brachas say like this, the Rambam makes the following distinction. In this case, you were kona b'yeyush. You stole the wheat, ground it up, made dough. Is the Aveira around when you do the bracha? No, you're already kona b'shinui. Therefore, you're chayav to say a bracha. Even though it's despicable because it came through an Aveira, but you're chayav in a bracha. Rambam says when you eat a Dover Isser, then at the time when you're over the Isser, that's when you don't say a bracha. So Lechem Mishnah argues in the Rambam. Please get this. To Machlekes Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah in the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam says categorically you don't say a bracha. Lechem Mishnah says no. The only time the Rambam says you don't say a bracha on an Isser is when what? Is when you're doing the Aveira of a Shachta Bracha. Here you did the Aveira a long time ago. And therefore he says you would have to say a bracha halacha l'maisa. And this is what the Mishnah Brewer that I want you to see in Kuf Tzadi Vav Sifkat and Dalet. What does the Mishnah Brewer say? because a big machloikis that if you steal something and you do a kinyan b'shinui, do you say a bracha according to the Rambam? So the Shartzian points out that according to the Rosh and the Rambam, it's despicable and you would not say a bracha. And that's what the Ketzev Mishnah said in the Rambam. But that same Shartzian points out that according to the Lechem Mishnah, if you're kodesh b'shinui and you're not, and you're saying the bracha a long time after you've done the berith, you would say a bracha. So the Shartzian quotes this machlekes Lechem Mishnah, Ketzev Mishnah. If you steal something and then you're kodesh b'shinui and later on you want to say a bracha, can you say a bracha? Ketzev Mishnah says no, Lechem Mishnah says yes. That's the Shartzian, he points out this Chiddush. Chiddush Ladinah. That's what he wants to point out, Ladinah. Okay, it's a very big Chiddush. Very, very big Chiddush. Okay, one last point, and then we got to stop. Okay, we'll just, with two more items we have to finish, then we got to go bike to tomorrow with the Tysus. Okay? And a more of a Chiddush mitzvah, blah, blah, blah. Oh. The Taz, in that same Taz, and we'll close with this, in Orachim Sif and Kuf Sadi Vov Sifkot now says, the Homach Lakers Ram Rivin is the guy that ate the Mazid. If you eat the mazid at Bar Isser, then it's better you should just be quiet, the Rambam writes. But if you ate it b'shogeg, right? If you ate it b'shogeg, then you don't say a bracha, l'maisa. That's the machlekes, okay? Please get it. In other words, according to the Rambam, machlekes Rambam Ravid is, if someone eats something mazid, then it's better you should be quiet. The Rambam writes, not only if you eat it, everyone agrees if you eat something the mazid at Bar Isser, you don't say a bracha. Even the Ravid says that. The Rambam's finish is, even if you eat it b'shogeg, you don't say a bracha. Even if you eat an Isser B'shogeg, you don't say a bracha. And on that, the Ravid argues and says that B'shogeg, you say a bracha. Obviously, what are we talking about here? Bracha what? Achrona, because you know, we're talking about a bracha you found out afterwards, right? So please get this. The Taz that I wanted you to see says, the whole machlokes Rambam Ravid is, if you ate it B'mezid, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, you don't say a bracha achrona. The machlokes is, if you ate it B'shogeg, Rambam says, still you don't say a bracha achrona. Ravid says, you do say a bracha achrona. There's no zimun. You ate three guys together, but you still must say a bracha achrona. You still must bench halacha l'maisa. And that's exactly what the Rosh meant in brachas when he brought a riot to the Ravid that we don't say a bracha because it's despicable. When is it despicable, David? When is it really mina'es? When you do something what? B'mezid. It's a beautiful riot. When is it despicable when you do something b'mezid? We're showing it's not despicable. And that's why the Rush brings a riot to the riot from this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Please chazer over everything. If you have questions, you ask me. Lamois, and we have to, we'll go back to tomorrow. Okay, and we've got to do Chumash tomorrow too. Let's stop. Pinchas, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. Gemara on Lamed Hay and Rochet.
Yes.
Is there anything you eat?
That's what we said. Asalotim Lamed Hay and Rochet. Asalotim Lamed Hay and Rochet.
But if any food is, not whether it's fish food or not. But
right, but that's if you don't say a bracha. Here's something that's utterly.
Thank you.